Hello, this is Tom Williams. You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast. And here is my review of The Night Heron by Jez Butterworth. Steep Theater finds plays that champion everyman theater. Their latest find is a gem from gifted British playwright Jez Butterworth, who penned Mojo in 1995. The Night Heron is a hybrid work full of ambiguity, as it's part religious allegory, part murder mystery, and part psychological drama. This black comedy is rich in atmosphere. The setting is the Fens, a marshland part of England near Cambridge, known historically as the breeding ground for witchcraft and religious cults. Playwright Butterworth cleverly develops the work with symbolism, quirky characters speaking in rich East Anglican accents. Kudos to dialect coach Martin Astrop. The eccentric dialogue aptly depicts the outsiders who live in a rural cabin outside of Cambridge. We meet Jess, played by Peter Moore at his eerie finest. This despondent gardener is recovering from a physical beating. He sits and records Old Testament passages for a religious cult that he has recently joined. His cabin mate and best friend Griffin, Damien Arnold at his subtle funniest, helps Jess by hunting rabbits in the marshlands. With a large iconostasis across the rear wall of the cabin, which is a religious icon, it's a blow-up of a drawing of a large religious icon. The fall from grace and religious symbolism with the two fellas seeking redemption certainly plays out. Early on, we meet Nettie Beagle in a rich Anglican accent by Will Schultz, who comes to be a sort of go-between, announcing the blackmail attempt by one of the town people to Jess. It seems Jess lost his job when he was accused of molestation against a child, and he also lost his Boy Scout post when he joined the religious cult. His friend Griffin protests Jesse's firing and, of course, got fired himself. This is a quirky type of buddy play that is extremely funny with all the eccentric English characters. Griffin now hunts rabbits and Jess produces audio tapes that make their living. But the murky plot has much symbolic shadings as it unfolds as a mystery, with gobs of wacky humor from the zany characters. The wannabe volunteer constable, his name is Royce, he's played hilariously by Jim Poole, visits and feels the story when he starts talking about details about people who are getting beat up and with the possible murder in the town. He also has some funny scenes when they take on a boarder, her name is Bola. She's a tough ex-con woman, played marvelously by Julia Seipel, who does a Cyndi Lauper look-alike. She's a quirky character, too. She hates what she calls coppers, the police. And she intimidates Royce in a very, very funny bit. She also wants to help the boys win a poetry contest. So she goes out to Cambridge and kidnaps a student. And we see this long-haired, long red-haired boy laying on the couch. And he kind of looks like he's dead, but I think he's drugged up. He emerges and stands stark naked. Very brave work by Jonathan Edwards. And he stands there in front of the audience for at least 10 or 15 minutes and doesn't say a word. The reactions of everyone around him is fantastic. The strange plot unfolds on several levels as it contains elements of satire, farce, rich in religious allegory, and the mystery keeps ensuing. Also, you see here a lot of weird, absurd humor with the eccentric characters going through their struggle for survival as each seeks redemption from their evils and from their sins. The themes of loyalty, gullibility, resolve, guilt, religious fanaticism, and fear are interwoven in this deliberately vague play that goes from wacky black comedy to sadly tragic fall from grace. The show's ambiguity works to heighten the drama, giving it much depth. The title Birds Straying from Its Course is an apt metaphor. This engrossing work is full of doubt and wonder. Peter Moore, Julius Seipel, and Jim Poole are terrific. Jonathan Edwards has guts to literally let it all hang out, and Brad Adkin and Will Schultz provide nice moments to add to the show. But Damien Arnold was marvelous as the scheming Griffin. Steep Theater continues their tradition of outstanding ensemble work. With precision direction from CJ Siderquist, The Night Heron is one of those little gems of a show that is scarce as the sighting of the rare bird in its name. You'll be debating the meaning and the symbolism of this show. I want to say that for $15, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better show. My rating on this show, highly recommended. It's at Steep Theater, 3902 North Sheridan, right off the Sheridan Red Line stop, about a block south. The tickets are only $15. The show runs Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. The running time is 2 hours and 20 minutes, and the show runs through March 25th. It is being produced in repertory with Steep Theater's production of Mice and Men. You can call 312-458-0722. That's 312-458-0722. Thank you, and have a good day.